Lawmakers have already overhauled the juvenile justice system and indirectly extended the hospital bed tax. Bills still in limbo include a measure seeking to rein in lobbyist spending. House and Senate leaders have spent the week trying to work out a comprehensive ethics bill. House Majority Whip Ed Lindsay, a Republican from Buckhead, said overwhelming voter support for ethics has pressured lawmakers.
The leadership in both chambers recognizes that this is an issue that the people of Georgia feel should be close to the top of our concerns, and I expect both the House and the Senate to do whatever is necessary to find common ground.
House Speaker David Ralston supports a ban of lobbyist gifts with some exceptions, while the Senate favors a $100 gift cap with no exceptions. Meanwhile, another bill that may or may not see a vote involves guns. Lawmakers are trying to strike a balance between the Second Amendment and private property rights. Under the current proposal, gun carry areas would be expanded to parts of college campuses and some government buildings. But House efforts to include bars and churches have stalled. Senator Tommy Williams of Lyons wants the final bill to give college presidents the choice of what's allowed on campus.
I hope we'll be reasonable about it. We'll consider what the university systems are saying. But it's going to be a pro-Second Amendment bill when it comes out.
Other bills still on the fence involve an abortion ban for employees on state health plans, a big cut in Fulton County property taxes, and a power shift on MARTA's board from South Fulton to North Fulton. Representative Lynn Riley, a Republican from Johns Creek, says North Fulton cities have been underrepresented on MARTA's board too long.
What MARTA does for transit within their jurisdiction needs to be a collaborative effort, so it's very important that the cities have a seat and a say.
While Riley is optimistic the bill will come up for a vote, nothing is assured on the final day of legislative session. For WAB News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.